have an extra week like this, what do you hope to accomplish this first week as you go, Peyton?
Well, Coach Fox, you know, has challenged us to, you know, try to improve this week. We're working on specific things out here at practice, whether it's different situations. Certainly a great time for guys that are banged up or guys that are mentally or physically, you know, tired to get refreshed and to get rested up. So, you know, I think when we're out, you know, on the practice field in meetings, it's an extra week to get better and an extra week to prepare.
As far as momentum goes, 11 straight wins. Is there any part of you that wishes there was a game this week just to keep this going?
Yeah, nothing we can do about it. You know, we played our schedule and, you know, won as many games as we could. So, we'll play, you know, wherever they tell us to play, whenever we tell us to play. But I think we can use this week to improve our team. I really do.
People talk about how the intensity changes so much in the playoffs. Can you kind of explain that a little bit?
Well, yeah, they kind of talk about the different seasons. You know, it's kind of off season, the preseason, regular season, and the postseason. Yeah, I mean, it's an elimination game. I think there are certain regular season games that have that type of atmosphere when you know, hey, if we don't win this game, this could be it for us. And I think we've had some of those that we've played. We thought we just had to win the game, and so that's the mentality. And it's a great atmosphere. There's nothing quite like playoff football, in my opinion.
Has the intensity already ratcheted up today, or is it business as usual?
Well, yeah, I thought today was a good practice. I think it's important for us to use this week, and I think Coach Fox has challenged us to work on some things, and hopefully we can get that done.
Peyton, why is Mike McCoy a good candidate to become a head coach?
Well, I think he's ready. I think he's paid his dues. Mike's a good leader. He's had some good coaches that have been mentors to him, different coaches that he's worked with in his years in the NFL, that I think he's incorporated, you know, some of their leadership philosophies in his own philosophy. And like I say, he's a strong leader. And you know, in my opinion, he deserves a shot at one of these head coaching jobs.
Did they just mess quickly your defense when you guys get together?
Well, you know, I think any time. I mean, for me, it was. I knew it was going to be a. Take some time with any coaches because I was just in kind of one system and really kind of had, you know, one coach, you know, for the majority of my career. But Mike has done he's been a great resource for me. He's been incredibly supportive and patient with me in kind of putting together this, you know, hybrid offense. And as soon as I signed here, I tell you, he's a worker now. I mean, he's a guy that's we spent a lot of hours together, early mornings, late nights, you know, trying to get kind of our plan in place for what kind of offense we were going to be. And so you can't, there's no substitute for a work ethic, and Mike certainly has that. So, yeah, and the more time we've spent together, and, you know, there's certainly a bond there with the quarterback and the guy calling the plays, and he's there on the field, and he and I are talking. You know, certainly he's talking to me the entire game. We're talking at timeouts. We're talking in between possessions. And Mike's been a big help for me. He's been a really big resource for me.
Who's the MVP in the NFL?
I don't know. Who's got a vote in here? Anybody? Anybody got a vote? So.
Peyton, you talked about your familiarity with your receiving core. Those balls you threw to Decker and DT for the touchdowns, was part of it familiarity with them, and would you have thrown those maybe earlier?
Yeah, it's a good question. Probably would have thrown them earlier. Not sure if we would have, you know, completed them. I mean, you know, it's hard to say. There's no question. It would be just downright disappointing if we have not improved throughout the season. But once again, I still think there's more improvement for us to make. I'm not sure you can do it in one season. I really don't. And so, but I think we have done a good job of being the best that we possibly can in this short period of time. It just takes different types of situations, some that you can't create in practice, some that you can only create in games. And, you know, those couple plays that you mentioned against Kansas City, we didn't get any coverages quite like that up until week, you know, the last game of the season. And so if you play together long enough, then you can say, hey, remember in Kansas City in 2012, remember that? Oh, yeah, yeah. And so now, you know, I'm not going to have that much eligibility to be able to refer back too long, but those guys certainly will. But it has been kind of like a cramming for a test, and I think both of those guys have put in the time to cram, and we've really worked hard in the short time we've had together.
How's this year compared to your other MVP year?
Rick, this season has been unlike any season, you know, I've ever dealt with, just because of the transition. So I really did not know, you know, what to expect as far as, you know, certainly, I mean, you visit teams, you know a little bit about their roster, but you really don't know, you know, until you get here and you start practicing, you really don't know. And I really didn't know how we would, you know, mesh together and, you know, what the offense would end up looking like. So it's been, because I really didn't have any expectations, I guess if I had some, I definitely would have to say that it's exceeded, you know, the expectations for, and, you know, some things have come together probably quicker than I expected. You know, there's still some things that I wish would be better, Rick, and I think you kind of have to pick and choose your battles that, hey, we've only had 16 games together. We're not going to be able to fix that. Let's try to get really good at this. Let's be as good as we can at that. Some things just take time, but
what things have been better than you thought, and what's been
well? I would agree that the rapport with the receivers has come, you know, probably quicker, you know, than I thought. Just, you know, I really didn't, didn't know on some of the timing routes, some of maybe the, you know, kind of the adjustments and things, you know, you just don't know how those things will come about. And because we have worked so hard and simulated things in practice and done extra, you know, drills in practice, and those guys have stayed healthy this year too, which has been a big difference. You know, when guys play every single game and practice every single day, you can get a lot of work in. And so, as far as what things, you know, they need to improve on, I don't think it makes any sense to reveal those things with the game coming
sure
up. So right.
A few more for Peyton, guys. Peyton, you've gone into going into the playoffs with this defense. You've gone against the Broncos defense in the playoffs before. This looks like a better one. A little more confidence going into the playoffs with that defense behind.
Yeah, I mean, I don't make any. The only thing I've done all season, I really haven't made a whole lot of comparisons. But our defense has been outstanding all year. Our offense is fed off of our defense. I think that's one of the best things this team has done. If the offense was in a rut, defense picked us up. If the defense was bending a little bit, the offense picked them up. And so that's what you got to have, you know, to me as a team. And you know, like I said the other day, if we score a touchdown, I mean, Elvis and Wood, those guys are the first guys high-fiving us coming off the field, vice versa. When Vaughn gets a sack, I mean, you see Decker and Stokely, they're right there high-fiving them. That's been fun to be a part of that.
That's not how it used to be here, though.
I couldn't tell you that, I guess. I wouldn't know the answer to that. I certainly know that's how it's been this season, and I think that I know Coach Fox has emphasized that. Guys have bought into that, and I think that has made a difference for us.
Will you watch the Colts with anything other than a technical interest?
I'll always watch the playoff games. You know, it's, you know, certainly one of the three teams that we could play, and you know, it's exciting time for football. There are going to be four great games, and I'll watch the NFC as well. You know, it's you always like watching playoff games, and you know, seeing what happens.
What's your New Year's resolution?
I have some. Yeah, I don't. Once again, I always thought, you know, kind of you put them on an index card and kind of keep them, and I don't think you necessarily tell Cliss what they are so he can tweet them or whatever. I haven't done it with my dad since a kid. He's been telling us, you know, write them down. So
you save them?
Golly, I think I've had a few things that have gotten lost in the move out here, so I don't know if I have them all, but yeah, I keep them.
How do you generally do
it? I keep them. I don't have a percentage yet, you know, so.